Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning, this Monday morning? Are you excited to have a great week of training, eating, and also being incredibly productive in your life outside of the gym? Hey, this podcast is our ritual. It's our time to get together. It's our daily discipline to, it's you and me thinking about our lives, what we really want, not what we think we could possibly get if we're lucky, not what we hope for. We get ourselves thinking. We get the courage and the balls to really think about what we really, really, really want in life. And then we see if we're thinking in a manner and we're taking action in a manner, we're being consistent, we're really pushing ourselves hard with standards that are high enough. We are using our time wisely. We're always asking ourselves, is this the highest and best use of my time to really get what I really, really want in life? And that's where we spend these 20, 30 minutes every single morning contemplating our life. This is our time that we spend together. And my stories are just ways for me to help you stimulate thought. So these stories, as you know, they're not about me, although I speak from my heart, I speak from my gut. So you can really feel what I'm going through, and that will help you stimulate thought in your own life. So thank you for joining this podcast. So many places around the internet to click and listen and read, and you are taking the time to listen to me. Wow, I'm just really flattered by that when I really think about it. I was just at the Olympia weekend in Las Vegas, and so many of you approached me, and I wasn't behind a booth. I was just kind of walking around doing business, and many people approach me and saying, hey, they're really listening to these Morning Connection podcasts. And I'm really flattered by that. I take my role as your coach, as your mentor, as your friend very serious, as you can tell. And I will not let you down. This is podcast number 50, 50 in a row. And man, I am learning so much about how to be a more effective and efficient coach to you, how to provide more value to you, what you really want through this podcast. And even how I started, it was something that I always planned to do, something I really wanted to do. I didn't really know it would have this kind of impact. So many of you are into podcasts, and you would be loving this podcast the way you do. But it was something that I really love podcasts. I really know the value. I have my favorite podcaster outside of the bodybuilding and training world. And, you know, that connection and feeling like you know them and their stories, it's so helpful to me. And I can download it to my phone or listening to it streaming online. And it's just a great way for me to spend my time. And I'm passionate about it. I love it. So I thought, you know, I would do it. And at the same time, it was something that I was putting off. And even me jumping into it when I did, right when, if you remember back when I first started, and my wife and I, we just had our baby, and even all those complications during her last few weeks of pregnancy, and then even going through the labor and the birth, all those challenges and thoughts, and, you know, it just wasn't the right time was my initial thought, and I was going to continue to put it off, but for whatever reasons, I just jumped into it right then, and I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about sometimes you just got to jump in. There's never a right time. Also, the other thing I've learned about this podcast, as here we are, number 50, 50 in a row. I've done this 50 days, and I do it first thing in the morning. I don't pre-record these. Like, I stack them up if I have more time, like the day before, and then just post them each morning. No, I actually do them every morning. And it just made me realize how we have 50 of these in a row, 50 podcasts, these Morning Connection podcasts, at least a half an hour a piece. So we've spent, if you've been on this journey with me since the beginning, we've put in 25 hours together. And it just seems like, boom, that just happened overnight. And here we are building this relationship. This is just as helpful to me creating this value for you, sharing my life, my ups and downs and all arounds, being transparent with my stories, even sometimes when they're a little embarrassing. But it is helping me as I get through this game, this challenge, this puzzle, this combination, like Locke, as I describe it, of life, and it's helping you too. And thank you so much for, you know, all the emails and the comments and the liking and sharing and getting the word out. I really appreciate that. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. This is part of my business plan. One thing I want to talk about in a future podcast is when someone is all in, okay, they're extreme in their effort and their passion. They're all in. That's what inspires other people. Not when they pride themselves on a balanced life. I do this, but you know what? I've got my schooling that I'm getting my advanced degree, and I have my kids, and I always make sure I take care of my kids. That's, if you're trying to do what they're doing, that is nice because you have a role model that is doing the same thing that you're doing. But at the same time, you know, that type of balanced life isn't what inspires the masses. And think about yourself. I mean, you know, I don't personally, when I am looking for a recording artist, right? If I went to a concert, I just want someone who's just at a whole new level. I mean, they are so much more committed. They're so much more passionate than me. They put so much more thought into it. That they're friggin' amazing. There's like no way I can do what they do, nor would I want to put in all the time, energy, and sacrifice that they put in. That's that all in. That's what inspires the masses, all right? And whether they could do it or not, that's what inspires the masses. And, you know, I was asked on the bodybuilding.com message board, you know, what are my secrets to my quote-unquote success? And what drives me in this to continue to keep on pumping out the information and the inspiration. And what I believe is at higher and higher levels, I'll tell you, you know, a part of the reason, I don't know if it's the major reason, but a big part of the reason is that, you know, I quit my job and all the security. I was willing to go all in where this is, you know, my profession. It's my love. It's what I think about. It's my game. It's my hobby. It's everything rolled up in one. And that's why I believe I've lasted so long and I've been able to, you know, inspire people, whether, you know, they like my body type or they really think I'm drug free or they think my training status is the one body part once a week or whatever they think of my strategies. I think that when somebody is all in, it inspires other people. And I go back to that analogy that I used of the singer, right? I don't want to be almost as good as the person I'm paying to see, or out of all the people, all the singers in the world, I'm not going to go pay tickets and spend my time. Hell, even if it was for free, of someone that I'm kind of close to as far as their talent level, you know, especially if I'm not all in and I admittedly am not all in, right? I don't want to be almost as good as they are, right? And, you know, I guess it's nice if they have kids. Hey, I'm happy for them on a personal level, but I don't care about that. I don't care how balanced they are. I just want them to be just amazingly outstanding at what they do. What inspires me is that they're all in. And so, you know, part of the reason why I continually to find ways to motivate, inspire, educate you is because I'm all in. This is my job. This is how I will provide for my family now and in the future. I'm all in. I could easily go get a job, you know, and something has nothing to do with this, that'll take a lot of my time and energy, and then I'll just give you what's left, like a lot of people in this fitness industry do, right? But I know that's not what you want. I know that's not what inspires you. So I do this. This is part of my business plan. This is how I support my family. And I've told you about my goals. I want to take care of my parents as they get older, and I want to take care of my wife's mother, right? Hey, I'm just being transparent. This is part of the business plan. So I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, you know, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line. All right, my sports nutrition products. Man, you're getting them from somewhere. Why just go to a random GNC or your local supplement store and buy that green bottle or red bottle with all their promise? You have no idea who makes that. You don't know the person behind it. You get to know me. And you get to make the evaluation of the guy who's going to go 50 for 50 in these podcasts and share his heart and soul, who's this crazy passionate. How can he not apply that to his nutritional supplements? How can he not? And you hear me. You know where my mind is, right? I think I talked about this past week, and I went there at the Olympia. And all it was, everybody I ran into, everything I talked about was business, business, business. How am I going to take Mass Machine Nutrition to the next level? And when I get home, it's how can I communicate with you in this manner? How can I make my information products to make this journey of bodybuilding and training in life? How can I connect with you in a manner so you know you're not all alone, that your thoughts of what you're going through, what you've chosen to do, there's not a lot of people like that, but I'm here to tell you, I empathize, I understand, I know what you're going through to make this journey a lot easier for you. How can I communicate that better? Right? So this is part of my business plan, being totally transparent. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to, hey, this guy puts out so much for me, I'm willing to give his Mass Machine Nutrition supplements a shot. And you can get the links if you're listening to this on iTunes. Come over to skiplacour.com, click the link for this podcast, and you'll see the link will take you over so you can check out the line and place your order. Hey, I appreciate your support, because I know that when you try the supplements, you'll just see the texture in the scoop, the high quality. You will feel it when it hits your tongue and the taste. It's high quality. And then I know that I will have a customer for life. So thanks for giving Mass Machine Nutrition that shot. But I really want to go into that all-in mentality. I also want to talk about this whole bodybuilding training world, especially like natural bodybuilding when it comes to that. But today, getting back to the point, let's talk about our ritual. Let's talk about, you know, that exercise that we do. So I'm going to ask you, what was that event yesterday, that thing that you did, whether it's big, small, or somewhere in between, that impressed the hell out of you, that built that confidence, that you stepped up? You know, who cares if somebody else would impress somebody else, or you've done bigger and better things in the past? But for yesterday, in that 24-hour period, what was the thing that impressed you the most? All right? And the second part of the question is, when did you have that little moment that you went, ah, life is good? All right? Life is good. I want you to focus on those two things every single day as part of our ritual, part of our daily discipline, like this Morning Connection podcast. And just, you know, think about that. It's really important that when you are winning in the game and you accomplish these things, whether they're big or small or somewhere in between, that you acknowledge it. It helps build that confidence, makes you appreciate all this hard work that you're doing. And step by step, little by little, it is paying off, but you got to notice it, right? And then you got to, can't just put your head down and work. You got to notice all the big things and the small things that make you happy, that makes life so cool, so enjoyable. So what were those for you? And more importantly, let me know, send me an email when it actually happens on that particular day, or you experience that, you know, cool moment in life, that when it's happening, it reminds you of this podcast and how I'm going to ask you about it the next day. So, you know, that's where I was. So yesterday, you know, probably the accomplishment that I did was, you know, it was Sunday. I was out of town for a couple of days. You know, really want to spend time with my family, but, you know, it's my job to provide. I take my role as a provider for my family very seriously. And I had to work until like 9:30 at night in my, you know, home office. And, you know, my instincts were, oh, it's Sunday. I've been away. Should spend time with the family. And maybe all those things are true, but I know what my bigger goal is. And so I pushed through. And if you're on your email list, you saw those next level training tips for a lagging chest. I sent that very informative, if I don't say so myself, next level training tips for chest training. So that's what I was doing up until 9:30 last night. And that made me feel good, because it may not have been something that, you know, I really wanted to do, but I powered through for the greater good in the end. So that was probably what comes to my mind for yesterday. As far as the cool moment, I mean, that was kind of a fun thing, right? So I am about ready to kick things into another gear, right? There's always a higher level, right? And I have aligned my thing with my business partners, my, you know, people I do business with, where I'm really poised right now to take Mass Machine Nutrition to the next level, right? Got the plan in place, very ambitious list of things I want to accomplish for Mass Machine Nutrition. And because I am the brand, because I am the teacher, you know, that means taking my own physical body to the next level, right? Now, I'm not going to go back to, you know, all I do is stop and eat, stop and eat, stop and eat. When I became a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, I'm not going to be in the gym slapping my chest. I'm not going to wake up every morning and give it to the gym. That's not where I am right now, although I can be highly, highly effective. I think I've explained to you my ritual now is first thing in the morning after I do my little wake-up things to get me focused in a positive manner and focused on my goals. I spend an hour of time taking care of things before I check email, things that are going to propel me forward. And for me, that's all my writing. Got all these thoughts and ideas that I want to share with you, confessions of a recovering bodybuilder. I spend an hour first thing in the morning doing that. And then the next thing I do is I jump on this podcast. Then I take care of business. And then I go to the gym. All right. So, but with all these years and all this experience, all the insight and knowledge I have, even as I prioritize, it's not the six-time national champion level, slapping his chest, stopping and eating first thing in the morning, getting home from the gym at 6 o'clock thinking, wow, everything else in life is gravy. You know, being in the sun, tanning every single day, for an hour a day. I mean, I'm not going back to that, but it's taken to another level. I've got some projects that are all tie in with Mass Machine Nutrition. And so I have been, you know, really, you know, watching my diet a lot more because I knew I had that appearance last week, seeing all of you at the Olympia weekend. So what I wanted to do was take that cheat couple days where I was going to not really, I don't really crave all of these junk foods, but I just wanted to have the sensation of tasting some foods that I don't normally taste because I got to get out of my way because starting today all the way to October, I'm taking my body to a whole new level, right? Well, to this stage where I'm at right now, right? It's all part of this business plan, these things that I've got going on that I'm going to be really excited to share with you, right? And so I'm working until 9:30 and I said, okay, you know what? Last day, I'm going to order a pizza. I don't even remember the last time I had pizza. So I was going to order pizza and I was running around and working, helping my wife a little all day and this and that. And so, you know, one thing I go, you know, what would be great is if I had a drink. I don't drink a lot of alcohol, right? And I tell my wife, I don't even have it in my house. I'm not like anti-drinking. I've never been a big drinker. I have nothing against it. It's just that, you know, don't want to get in the habit of that's the way I unwind, right? And so, you know, if it's in the house, you know, I don't want that to be my go-to thing. I'd rather use my mind. I'd rather numb out watching television to relax and recline, even though that process is probably slower than having a drink. That's just me, right? And so, you know, we don't even have alcohol, you know, in the house. If it's going to be a time where we drink, I got to go out and get it. Just like, you know, one strategy for, you know, cheat meals, all those junk food. If you never have it in the house, you know, you'll never go off your diet because it's not there. And when you do want to indulge in foods that maybe aren't so healthy, you got to go take a separate trip, right? You've heard of that strategy in regards to eating those fun foods, maybe not the most healthy foods, right? Well, you know, that's my approach to alcohol in the house, right? So, but I was running around and I ordered pizza and they said it's going to be in 45 minutes. And I wanted to break away and run to the store and get some vodka because what I drink is vodka cranberry. And why? Because I can't taste the alcohol. I don't really like the taste of alcohol, right? Seems kind of weird, right? So that's my drink, vodka cranberry. And there was cranberry in the house, cranberry juice, but there was no vodka and there hasn't been for a month or longer. I don't know. But I couldn't break away because I was working, pumping out that chest training email that I sent out to you, right? And the pizza came, and I said, ah, crap. If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to have a pizza and a drink, and I'm going to watch Homeland or whatever was on last night. So I don't know, for whatever reason. So I just said, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just have the pizza. Kind of broke away from work at 9:30, let it sit around for 10 minutes after it was delivered because I had to finish up that email that I sent out to you. Anyway, so I just, for whatever reason, I don't know, I just looked in the freezer, and there it was. You know, that day my wife went and bought, she bought some vodka, and I went, oh, yes. I mean, the little things in life that make you happy, right? And for her to, for whatever reason, it's something we just don't do, and actually I encourage her not to do, but for whatever reason, she did it. And so I got to have a vodka cranberry with my pizza. Wow, big effing deal, right? But those are those little moments in life where you think, wow, life is cool. So that was my moment. I think I talked about, you know, vegging out on TV, right? And I talked about Homeland just now. I have to confess something, is that, you know, Breaking Bad, that TV show, I don't know if where you are around the world, if that... you know what that's all about. But all you have to do is just look on social media. Breaking Bad, the last episode last night. What a great show, one of the greatest shows on TV. You know, on and on and on. Everybody loves Breaking Bad. All the skits and parodies on Saturday Night Live and everywhere, Jimmy Fallon, everything is Breaking Bad. I got to admit, I have tried to get in that show because all you guys love it so much. I watched it on the DVR. I just could not get into that. What am I missing here? What am I missing that all you guys are getting? I don't know. Like I said, I tried watching a couple of episodes. I was bored to death. All right. But I don't know. Maybe I'll try that again. Maybe you can send me an email and kind of explain to me why that's such a popular show. I feel like such an oddball. All right. So, you know, what I want to talk about today is, so I'm kicking things to a new gear, setting tremendously high standards no matter what I've got going. I'm finding a way to take things up to another level. And it just made me realize is that we could do all of this every single day of the year if we had it in our mind, we aligned everything in our mind just to create that sense of urgency that we must take our training to the next level. We must take our business to the next level, that nobody convinces us we're not, you know, put in a corner and we're in a desperate situation where, you know, it's a lot easier to push yourself when your back's up against the wall. But, you know, it's the people who have these incredibly high standards just because for whatever's going on in their head, they just want these incredibly high standards. Good isn't good enough, right? It's the people who have those high, outrageous standards for whatever reasons and work towards them. They're the most successful at what they do. And it just made me think, you know, I could be doing this all the time. I can convince myself of what I have in front of me is the most important thing. And I can work, you know, 23 hours a day, totally focused. I mean, if that's what I wanted to do with everything. I mean, it's up to me to convince myself and have that sense of urgency that regardless of what other people think, it's so important to me. And you guys, you have that power too. It's like, do we use it? And do we use it to a high enough level? You know, it reminds me of a story. You know, when I used to work for the grocery store, I think if you don't know my story, from 19 to, I don't know, like, well, 34 years old, I worked my way up from the very bottom of a grocery store chain to the manager, managing a lot of people, a lot of dollars, a lot of salespeople, responsible for a lot of things. And, you know, part of my job, and probably wasn't the most pleasant part of my job, was managing people. There's always like this 80-20 rule. You know, it's like 20% of the people do most of the work. They're very enjoyable to work for. They've got great standards, great people. They're really in tune with the vision you have for your store, the vision you have, the things to get done. And they're just a delight to work for. You're on the same wavelength. Unfortunately, it's like 80% of your time and energy and stress comes from such, you know, from a small minority, right? And it's just the way that it works. And that probably wasn't the most pleasant part of my job. It just comes with it. And especially when you're a kid, I'm 19, I'm 21, I'm 23, you don't have a lot of life skills to manage this. But I always got promoted because I was extremely competent. And I had to learn about people skills along the way. How could I know how to deal with people who are, you know, 10 years older than me, 20 years older than me, and I'm 21 years old? What the hell did I know about life? It would have been different if I had 16-year-old kids to manage and I was 21, because, you know, they know less about life, right? So that was always a challenge. And, you know, dealing with even people in lower management that who worked under me that were supposedly good enough to be in management were always a challenge. And so we always had to redo all the shelves, the displays, like when the seasons change, like when it's Christmas or Halloween or spring and summer. You know, we sell a different mix of merchandise, right? So we always have to change the counters for the customers for the new product. And it was always a challenge with all the different size shelvings, because it's, you know, art to display all this stuff, right? And so we always had this upstairs loft that had all these shelves, all these different sizes, you know, and it was always a pain in the neck when it was time to change the counters for the different seasons, for the different product, and you needed a certain size shelf to, you know, finish the display. And it's always like, there was always like, you needed one more shelf of this one size, and there just was never enough, right? But if you went upstairs in this loft, there were hundreds of shelves, and a lot of times they weren't all organized and mixed up. It was like a scavenger hunt to find that one shelf that was stacked behind all these heavy other shelves, all disorganized in the rooms. It didn't matter what store worked at, and it doesn't matter how many times you sent somebody up there to organize it. It's just a matter of time before it was disorganized again. So this is a management person, right? He said, well, we don't have these two shelves to finish this counter. I go, so I said to him, so you looked upstairs? He goes, yep. I go, I asked him, I said, hey, you know what? If I gave you $1 million, do you think you could find two shelves so we can finish this counter? He goes, $1 million? Hell yeah, I could. Right? Again, this was a lower level management guy. You would want to hope that he had the mindset to just get the friggin' thing done himself without, you know, me having to get him in the right mindset, right? I mean, he's in management, right? And so then I said to him, after he said he would just so enthusiastic if he were to get $1 million. And then I said, how about for $100,000? If I give you $100,000, would you find those two shelves that we need so we can finish this damn counter and move on to something else? And he said, $100,000? Yes, I would. I definitely would do that. But you know what? I'm not going to get $100,000 to find it, or $1 million. I said, yeah, it's a good point. Let me ask you one more question, though. Would you do whatever it takes to find those two shelves that we need to finish this counter so we can move on to something else for your paycheck? And it kind of just hit him. You know, that's what he gets paid to do, right? He gets paid to get the job done. But he would kick it into another gear if he got $1 million. He would use all his mental, physical talents and resources, time, energy, people, everything that he has, he would use it if he got $1 million. Hell, he would even use all those things to their fullest or die trying if he got $100,000. But that wasn't convincing enough for his paycheck. You know, and think about that. You know, using all your talents to the fullest. It's totally up to you. It's whatever you manipulate in your mind, if it's go time or not. And I'm not saying just because you decide that you want to take things to the next level and be successful, that it's going to happen overnight or it's going to be easy. That's all it is, you know, tapping into your mind. But I'm just saying that once you tap into your mind, all these opportunities and insights and people to help you and really using your talent, and you're maybe you're not so tired and you can work until 9:30 at night, even though you're missing your family, even though you are gone all weekend, you'll suck it up and push it through. But it's all manipulating your mind. What's it worth it to you? $1 million to get it done? Is it worth $100,000 for you to kick it into gear and get it done? How about for your paycheck? You know, we're all faced with that all the time. That's the thing when it comes to your, you know, so many people are looking for all the strategies and take their body to the next level. You know, and I always say, it's like, look, you know, Yes, find the most effective and efficient strategies. Find the science to back it up. But it's that friggin' mindset. How are you going to make this work? If you were some science guy and you had to use the most effective and efficient strategy, I would say to you, how about if I did that to you and I said, look, I'm going to give you an inferior strategy that isn't backed up by science. That's bro science or whatever, right? And I said, if I give you $1 million to do it for 3 months, for 12 weeks, and you got to produce outstanding results, your performance in the gym, the records that you set, the muscle that you build, the body fat that you lose using these inferior bro science strategies, I'll give you $1 million if you can make it happen. I don't know if there's too many people out there that say, no, I'm not going to even try because that's a bro science strategy that isn't backed up by science. I'm not going to do that. Jeez, old school Skip, what's he talking about? I'm not even going to try. I don't care if he gave me $1 million. I don't care if he gave me $100,000. I'm not doing that for the next 12 weeks. I'm just not doing it. You know, come on. I mean, maybe some internet stud might say all that, he's not even going to try. But in reality, if you saw the $1 million in front of you, if you saw the $100,000, you say, Skip, give that to me. I don't know if this bro strategy is going to work, but I will do everything. I'm going to die trying. I'm going to follow this bro diet to the T. I'm not going to waver from it from a bit. I am going to train my ass off in the gym with total focus because I want that $1 million. And you know what? It's that type of attitude, right? You may not, I don't know, whatever goal was to gain 10 pounds and lose 5 pounds of fat and bring your deadlift to 400 pounds, whatever the goals were set, you know, you might not reach them with those inferior strategies, but I'll tell you what, you'll be a lot freaking closer because you're aligning your mind, your resources with that desire, right? And that is the genesis to all success. And so, you know, as I'm here ready to kick it to another gear, it makes me think, I could do this. I could have done this 6 months ago. I could have done this a year ago, right? It's how I manipulate my mind, right? That's the genesis to success at the highest level. It's those standards that you create. And again, I'm not saying that just because you create these high standards and you get yourself in the mindset, I'll do it for $1 million. You know, you may not be successful. I'll tell you what, you're going to be a lot closer with that friggin' $1 million mindset or that $100,000 mindset because that's what makes a champion. That's what makes people successful. It's those incredibly high standards that make you successful in all areas of life. All right. So, hey, I want you to think of those accomplishments as you're accomplishing them today. I want you to think about those cool life moments while they're happening today. All right, so that's our morning connection for this morning. Have a great day.